Thank you, David.
Now, as you know, everyone who works with Chatterbox is a volunteer, so stories about volunteers mean a lot to us. Do you need something to do? Well, Marie Curie is looking for volunteers to help with collecting and delivering daffodil boxes in February to April. Or would you like to join therapeutic singing lessons? One person who is volunteering, but not singing, is Caitlin Thompson, who aims to swim 2017 lengths for charity in 2017. And volunteering was the subject of this week's Saying of the Week in the Evening News.
Marie Curie is actively seeking volunteers in Norwich to help with the collection and delivery of the daffodil boxes and collection tins. The daffodil boxes are only used during the Great Daffodil Appeal, which is from mid-February through to early April, while the collection tins are used throughout the year. These activities do not take a huge amount of time, but they make an incredible difference, as each of the tins can easily accumulate more than £50 in a year. If you are able to increase the number of boxes in the area by locating new establishments, Marie Curie can raise more money in the local community. There are 33 Marie Curie nurses in Norfolk, providing care and support to those with terminal illnesses, and they gave nearly 30,000 hours of care to 513 patients in Norfolk last year. So the money you raise will help to fund this nursing service.
A local hero named in the New Year's Honours List has urged more people to join therapeutic singing lessons. Piano teacher Heather Edwards, who's 63 and who's been awarded a British Empire Medal for her work in helping people suffering from dementia, hosts a Come Singing support group for people with dementia at the Cossie Community Centre. It's also open to carers and family members. Mrs. Edwards said, "We welcome people with any needs, whether they're lonely, suffering after a stroke, or living with other conditions such as Parkinson's. Singing is also beneficial to carers. It means they can be together with the person they love in a different way from being at home. There are 24 sessions currently taking place every month in care homes, day centres and hospitals in Norwich, as well as independent sessions for Age UK, Pabulum, Norse, Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust, Norfolk County Council, BUPA, Barchester and other organisations. Singers from the group plucked up the courage to take part in a flash mob in John Lewis, with many onlookers not realising some of the singers were suffering from memory loss. Norfolk Carers Service Performance Quality and Communications Lead Keith Vaughan said, "Caring can often be lonely and isolating. Groups such as Come Singing can provide a lifeline with good company and the opportunity for peer support from others in a similar position."
Many people make New Year's resolutions such as learning a new skill or getting fitter. But one Norwich youngster is aiming to make her mark on 2017 in a very fitting way, by swimming 2017 lengths for charity. Caitlin Thompson, aged 12, from Taverham, will be taking on the challenge to raise money for East Anglia's Children's Hospices, with a goal of raising £2,017 before the year is out. Caitlin, who isn't part of a swimming club but has enjoyed the hobby all her life, said, "Each is in my area and it's for children my age. I looked on the website and it said they need £16,000 a day." By the time she hits 2017 lengths, she will have swum more than 40 kilometres. Already, Caitlin, who also enjoys running and listening to music, has had lots of support and raised more than £200. She has also written to local companies and celebrities asking them to chip in.
This was the Evening News Saying of the Week this week. You get a lifetime of enjoyment from volunteering. The fact you're doing something for people creates a lovely feeling. You cannot buy that feeling. It makes life more enriching.
The new year marks a new chapter for Writers' Centre Norwich as plans for the historic Dragon Hall to become the National Centre for Writing gets underway. Just before Christmas, the project received a £789,434 grant from Arts Council England, one of the final pieces of the funding jigsaw, which effectively gave the green light for work to start on the ambitious £1.76 million venture, which will firmly put Norwich on the world stage for literature. We are building a new extension on the South Wing, and that will be a fantastic space for education, for schools and communities to come and use that space on the ground floor. Our offices will be on the first floor, and there will be a new entranceway to the building and a new disabled access. The second thing is we are refurbishing the cottage, and that will be a house for writers and translators, so we will be able to invite people from all around the world to come and live and work with the people of Norwich and Norfolk for up to 3 months at a time. The third thing is we're going to renovate and update all the IT and the facilities upstairs, here in the Great Hall and the Small Hall. Finally, we are renovating the spaces downstairs in the basement and the old office space, so there will be more spaces for writers and for adult education classes and community groups. Our fantastic heritage volunteers will be carrying on giving heritage tours. We will be open for many more days and for many more events here.
People across Norfolk are encouraged to donate household items to help rehome Syrian refugees arriving in the county next month. The People From Abroad team at Norfolk County Council are calling for donations to furnish 5 homes for 50 Syrian refugees arriving in the region as part of the government's pledge to resettle 20,000 Syrians over 5 years. Items that the team say are required include furniture, bathroom accessories, childcare items, cleaning and laundry products, cooking appliances and small electrical items. Small items can be boxed and taken to any library in Norfolk, and they'll then be transported to the Millennium Library at the Forum in Norwich. Boxes must be labelled with a list of contents. For larger items, please contact the council, confirming items to be denoted. A collection address and contact number and a collection date will be arranged in the coming weeks.